From their bar to yours, Chad and Sarah of the popular YouTube channel It's Bourbon Night bring you their favorite at-home old-fashioned mix with the new Elemental Elixirs Golden Hour Syrup. It's a custom-made syrup with notes of bold black tea, warm spices, and orange zest. All you need is your favorite whiskey and ice. No bitters needed. One bottle makes 16 drinks, so that's only $1 cocktail before you add your own whiskey. They can also be enjoyed in other cocktails or spirits, mocktails, coffee, tea, and anything you can think of. It's crafted locally in Lexington, Kentucky, and you can get your bottle now at whiskeyambitions.com. Hey everybody, welcome to another Whiskey Quickie, and today we are taking a look at Blue Note's Crossroads. So Blue Note is a bottler based out of Memphis, Tennessee, and we've actually talked to them before on the podcast. Remember episode 288, we had Macaulay Williams on the show. We kind of talked about their business model and how they helped us to kind of where we are today, but that's not going to take any influence into how we rate this whiskey, so we're going to give you our honest feedback here. But this is their Crossroads. This is the newest release. It's going to be coming out in September this year. It is a straight bourbon finished in toasted French oak. Now, a little bit about the details of what's inside of it. So you don't really get anything on the side of the bottle trying to find where it's distilled in. Since it's finished in something, it's classified as a whiskey specialty, so it doesn't actually have to be disclosed. But it is using the MGP 36% rye mash bill, and this is 100 proof and is retailing at a pretty good $40.
Yep. Awesome.
Let's go ahead and dive in with the nose here.
Love Memphis.
More ribs. Can we get more ribs? More cozies? It's like the toasted French oak doesn't stand out too much on the nose.
Yeah, usually with those French oaks, you get a ton of like buttery vanilla kind of noses on it.
Yeah, I mean, you just get a pretty good all around.
Yeah, it's got
bourbon nose on it.
Ton of baking spices and that high rye spice is there. You know, it's usually getting those MGP, the high rye MGP.
Yeah. All right, on to the taste.
There's that buttery vanilla I was looking for.
There it comes.
Yeah, it's nice and decadent, soft, like vanilla, custardy kind of on the front. And then a little bit of spice on the back. You get a little hint of youth on the back end. Slightly a little grainy.
I was going to say that too.
But the front and mid palate, that French oak really elevates it and kind of makes a nice decadent sweet and savory.
Yeah, and I think the French toasted oak really helps round out the flavor in it as well. We've all had plenty of 36% MGP, and this is just something new that you can find something a little bit different and some more subtle nuances. So I think it's pretty interesting, to say the least, right there.
Yep.
So on the nose, how are you going to rate this?
I'm going to say sideways. You know, nothing, I mean, it's okay, but nothing like overwhelming that I'm really enjoying.
Yeah. And I agree. I mean, it's you want that toasted French oak to sometimes show through, but the 36% is still primarily there.
Yep.
And on the taste?
Thumbs up. I liked it. I thought the French oak really balanced it out, kind of gave it a nice sweet and decadence to it. And then the spice is still there on the end. So yeah, I thought it was really balanced.
For sure. And the finish?
Sideways, there's not a ton there that kind of falls off flat. It's not bad, but there's just nothing like you can hang your hide on. But the front and mid palate are great on this.
Yeah. And like I said, I think a toasted French oak is something that's a unique combination that you get with the MGP 36%. So I think you should probably just go out there and try it for yourself and let us know what you think in the comments too. But with that, that's our review of Blue Note Crossroads. Cheers, everybody. We'll see you next time.